And speaking of Egypt, a military-backed government ordered two top aides to ousted President Mohamed Morsi held for another 15 days. And they also set trial dates for top Muslim Brotherhood leaders who face murder charges. I just thought they were all peaceful protesters.
They say they're nonviolent. That's the odd thing about this.
This according to state news outlets reporting yesterday. Morsi's chief of staff and his deputy already were jailed in the aftermath of the July 3rd coup that toppled Egypt's first democratically elected leader. Yesterday's announcement by the General Prosecution Office, carried by the state-run news agency Egen News, allows them to be held even longer while authorities pursue allegations of assault, incitement, and the torture of anti-Morsi demonstrators after December 5th protest. Meanwhile, the state newspaper El Ahram said a Cairo appeals court has set an August 18th trial date for the fugitive spiritual leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamist movement behind Morsi and several other Brotherhood figures.
Hmm.
So some interesting developments coming out of Egypt yesterday. This story out of Lawtel, Louisiana. About 100 homes remained evacuated today as officials worked to clean up the site of a 26-car train derailment near the small community of Lawtel. It's about 60 miles west of Baton Rouge. State police said crews were working to clear U.S. Highway 190, which was blocked by the accident. It actually runs parallel.
Right, with the train tracks.
The Union Pacific train went off the tracks yesterday around 3:30 in the afternoon. A company spokeswoman, Raquel Espinoza, said one of the rail cars was leaking sodium hydroxide, which can cause injuries or even death if it's inhaled or touches the skin. The other was leaking lube oil, but state police said the leaks were contained. That's good news. Governor Bobby Jindal flew into St. Landry Parish last night to inspect the scene. Says anytime you have chemicals leaking into the environment, that's a serious issue. Nobody knows the extent of the damage. We'll get that in the next 24 hours or
right.
So. Now, another damaged car was carrying vinyl chloride, but it was not leaking. Vinyl chloride, extremely flammable.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, that's been contained. There were two people on the train, an engineer, a conductor. They were not hurt. Espinoza said a man who was near the derailment initially did not want to go to the hospital in an ambulance, but decided later to go to get checked out for a burning sensation in his eyes. That's probably from the leaking sodium hydroxide.
I would think so, yeah.
You would imagine. Espinoza said, we're bringing in equipment to make sure we move all of this in the safest manner. Also, the railroad company doesn't know what caused the derailment as of yet. Espinoza said the railroad ties were renewed in 2011. The track was inspected about 3 hours before the accident occurred. The track runs parallel to U.S. Highway 190. State police said it would be closed for at least a couple of days. Traffic also being diverted from the evacuation zone. Makes sense to evacuate homes if you've got these toxic substances leaking out. You've got flammable substances still
right.
in the train cars. At any point, a leak could occur, something like that. It's best to be overly cautious with this.
Certainly agree. Another case, though, you just kind of wonder, as you said, the tracks had recently been checked. The quality of the tracks have been upgraded. This was kind of a straightaway area running parallel with the highway. Can't quite figure out what the problem was. I don't know. Is this going to be another situation going too fast for this circumstance?
I don't know, but every week we're getting a train derailment
story. We
really
are. Yeah, we hardly ever heard about train derailments for, you know, a couple of years. Now one's happening almost every week.
This story from WCFCourier.com, the sentencing hearing of Army Private First Class Bradley Manning. It's resuming today with more evidence that the classified information he disclosed through WikiLeaks damaged U.S. foreign relations. State Department Undersecretary Patrick Kennedy is today's only scheduled witness as the hearing enters its second week at Fort Meade near Baltimore. An undersecretary for management, Kennedy oversaw an investigation into WikiLeaks' publication online of more than 250,000 State Department diplomatic cables Manning gave to the anti-secrecy group. Now, the 25-year-old Oklahoma native, he does face up to 136 years in prison for leaking the cables, plus 470,000 Iraq and Afghanistan battlefield reports and some war zone video. Manning says he leaked the material to expose wrongdoing by the military and U.S. diplomats. But when you're facing 136 years in prison, it's probably time to start apologizing and do it pretty fast. But the hearings do continue today. Again, State Department Undersecretary Patrick Kennedy is today's only scheduled witness as the hearing enters its second week. It's 6:23 with Mike and Matt.
WTAQ News Talk Sports.
Fox 11 forecast, mostly cloudy skies today. Pretty good chance of showers during the day and the evening. Could see a thunderstorm or two. Going to be a cooler day. High of just 67 tonight. Steady temperatures. We dip down to 62. Showers again a possibility. Tomorrow morning might see a lingering shower, then partly sunny. A little bit warmer, about 77. But showers return on Wednesday morning with a high of 76. Currently, we have a mixture of clouds and sun. It is 55 Valley, 56 Green Bay.
6:24 with Mike and Matt. Story out of New York. Major League Baseball will probably move today to suspend New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez amid allegations involving the use of performance-enhancing drugs. Two sources close to the decision told CNN. Now, the length of the suspension still not known, nor was the timing of any announcement. A number of news outlets reported yesterday the suspension will be for at least 214 games, meaning it would end in the 2015 season. Now, there is still a chance that Rodriguez will appeal, may be allowed to continue to play while he's appealing this. It could be a lengthy legal fight. But if Major League Baseball comes at him in a different angle and just tries to get him out of the game immediately, that could happen. Who knows? Joe Girardi, the manager for the Yankees, says, look, if Rodriguez shows up Monday night in our clubhouse, I'm going to play him. So that's the manager's decision.
Right.
I don't know that the Yankees as an organization want this guy to show up tonight. I believe they play the White Sox.
Right, yeah.
But if Rodriguez shows up and then a suspension's announced prior to that, it's going to be a bigger media circus than it's already been.
It will be. I mean, already they're expecting overflow media coverage. It'll be even bigger. And more than likely, if it is that long expansion, suspension you're talking about, he is going to appeal it. And that means, you know, he can continue to play until the process is done.
Now, the Yankees play in Chicago tonight against the White Sox.
Right.
So maybe the media won't be quite as nuts as if they were playing in New York.
Well, I think
but
a lot
it's
of them are flying
nuts.
In, yeah.
And it'll be nuts.
A lot of credentials have been requested already. Even the White Sox, who I think are in the midst of like a 9 or 10 game losing streak, sales suddenly have gone up for tonight's game. I think mostly because fans want to be there to boo them or whatever, but they expect a pretty good crowd in Chicago.
It'll be interesting to see what the suspension is for Rodriguez and then all the other players.
Yeah, because
they're
like,
still tied into this.
We forgot. I mean, there's like 15 or 16 more, I guess, now.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how big that number is going to swell. We'll find out today.
Yeah, the number had dipped down to 9, and now according to ESPN's Outside the Line, they say now they've heard it's 16.
I just want this thing to be done with.
Well, I agree.
Let's move
forward.
This
has just been a terrible. The only positive story in baseball this year has been the Pirates.
I suppose that's true.
Everything else has been pretty depressing.
But the Pirates have been overshadowed by all of this
anyway.
Well,
that's just it. Yeah.
No one's even talking about the Pirates.